From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. This past week, cities nationwide have taken part in NeighborWorks Week, an annual community-building effort that began 30 years ago. One of those neighborhoods is the West Grove section. WLRN intern Jeffy Bernard went to a NeighborWorks town hall there and found that residents' number one concern was finding an affordable place to live.
Latonda James lives in the West Grove neighborhood of Miami. She says the people in the neighborhood are losing out on opportunities to invest in their own community.
Could be because you have so many cash investors coming in, buying up everything, so it's a limited stock.
And with the limited supply of property, the city has had difficulty providing more affordable housing. Commissioner Mark Sarnoff says the property owner's asking price has been an issue.
Apparently, a lot of people own these homes are not from the West Grove any longer, and their idea of what they want to sell them for is pretty high.
But Corey Rodriguez is one of the few residents who decided to return to the Grove. His family has lived in West Grove for more than 130 years. He says he wants residents to take pride in owning their own homes.
I just hope the younger people will continue to educate themselves and be in the positions to take care of the property and the homes that are left to them.
Rodriguez was also one of the few young people at the meeting, which was meant to provide that same education. NeighborWorks Week distributed phone numbers for housing resource groups. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
And the West Grove Residents Town Hall coincides with the release of a study that shows that South Florida is among the least affordable places to live in the country. The analysis by the South Florida Regional Planning Council shows that 62% of South Florida renters spend more than 30% of their incomes on housing. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.